This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 645, How Olivia Did the IELTS Reading Exam in 40 Minutes.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Three Keys student Olivia, who got incredible IELTS scores. Find out how she got a 9 in reading and impressive scores on all other parts of the IELTS test. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are graced with the presence of a successful IELTS student today, who, by the way, is sacrificing sleep to be here. Olivia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you so much for having me here. And hello. Hello, everyone. I'm Olivia from China.
But you're not in China right now, right? You're in Australia?
I am, actually. I came back from Australia. I'm based in China at the moment.
Got it. Okay. And just so our listeners know, the dedication that you have to be here to share IELTS wisdom with us, what time is it for you?
It's 2 a.m.
2 in the morning.
Yes, 2 in the morning.
I'm amazed. Like, I don't think I would be able to speak English coherently, let alone another language at 2 a.m. Yeah. So yes. We are... very lucky. Okay. So, guys, Olivia is here because she did amazing on her recent IELTS exam.
Thank you.
Olivia, can you share your scores with us?
Yeah, sure. I've got 8.5 for listening, 9 for reading, 6.5 for writing, and 7.5 for speaking.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's amazing. Had you taken the test before or was this your first time?
I did take it years ago. It was my first attempt after taking the course.
Okay, got it. Yeah, you know, if students have taken the test like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we can't really count those scores. You know, so much happens in between that they're forgotten. Okay. We could just say this is your first time taking the test then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about this. Let's give our listeners some clues to how they can also get such amazing scores. First off, listening, 8.5. That's amazing. Yeah. So do you you obviously listen to lots of English in your free time, right?
Yeah, every single, all the time. Like, seriously, all the time.
Okay.
I think it really helps.
So what does that mean for you? While you're going about your daily tasks, you have podcasts on in the background or what do you do?
Yeah. If I don't have the TV on, then I definitely have the podcast on my phone.
Okay.
So I always have English at the background. Whatever I do, even before I sleep or when I just wake up, because I think that's the time where you sort of memorize stuff, unconsciously. So that's pretty much what I do.
That's true. I read a lot about meditation and stuff like that. And that's when they say it's best to meditate as well, is when you wake up or right before you go to sleep, because your brain waves have a different pattern. So yes I love that. And you're a mom as well, right?
Yeah. So I listen to podcasts when I breastfeed, when I put my baby to sleep. yeah, just like whenever, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. Guys, I wanted to highlight that fact about your life because a lot of our listeners, guys, I know that you are very busy.
Right? Yeah, like,
and, yeah. Yeah. So trying to fit this in, I remember when I was nursing my son after he was born and I went through like so many novels just because like there's yeah, a lot like, of time there where you're
exactly,
just
you're sitting. Like you're pretty much spending like day, like all the time during the day to, you know, to nurse like and yeah. Yeah, it takes up all the time.
Right? Oh, yeah. All the time. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's awesome. So, guys, be inspired by this first bit of wisdom. Just have English on, at least in the background. Even picking it up passively, like Olivia tried to do, right, in the mornings, in the evenings. Every little bit helps. And look, you got an 8.5. So, you did something right.
Because your ears are used to it, you know, like it's different from like your own language. And also, like, I think we have to repeat all the time, you know, like don't be afraid of repeating because once you repeat, you sort of like getting the memory, you know?
Yeah. No, completely, completely. There's two things here, guys, that I think will help everyone is first what you just said, right? Like it's another language and maybe it's a native speaker podcast. You're not going to catch anything. But again, like don't let that bring you down or make you think you are, you know, doing something wrong or you're incapable. Yeah. Use that as a learning opportunity and listen again. And another thing that you said, Olivia, that I really like is getting used to the cadence of another language, right? So it's a great word. The rhythm, the intonation, right? Yeah, like every language has a different musicality, we could say. Okay, I love it. And then reading 9. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, listeners, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard other 3 key students like Olivia get that 9. Okay, but from a student's mouth, who got the 9? Yeah. I always say that it comes down like just to the strategies. Right? Like just over and over again. So can you tell us a little bit about how you prepared for the reading exam?
Yeah, sure.
Hello, awesome IELTS students. I know that you want scores just like Olivia on your next IELTS exam. You can get there with 3 Keys IELTS. And remember, there is a special bonus only for podcast listeners. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
So for reading, getting a 9 in IELTS was always one of my lifelong objectives.
Awesome.
And 3 Keys helped me achieve it. And I was like really happy. So for reading, right, I wouldn't have gotten all those true, false, not given questions right without the strategies from you.
Awesome.
And surprisingly, the answers for my reading exam were all false and not given.
Oh, funny. Did that make you doubt it? Were you looking at your answers like, that can't be right?
I think I wouldn't have the confidence to write no true if I wasn't sure about the strategies, you know?
No, totally. Yeah. So, okay, in order to have that confidence, how often did you practice reading questions?
I did it like because I didn't have too much time, so maybe 3 times a week as your plans taught me to.
Okay.
Like the study plans.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Within the last year, I went through our study plan, right? The 30-day plan, the 60-day plan, and I updated it to make sure that students knew when and how often they should be doing test practice. So I'm glad it's working. Awesome.
Yeah.
So when you say 3 times a week, that means you sat down and did like one whole passage 3 times a week or like a whole reading exam 3 times
a
week?
Whole reading, like 5 passages for general training.
Right. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. All right. That's a really good tip, guys, because students are always asking, like, well, how much practice do I actually have to do?
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
Practice and makes perfect.
Yeah. And especially with reading, it is just applying these strategies over and over again. Okay. And yeah. And that's how you have the confidence on test day to not second guess yourself, go back and change answers.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Fantastic.
And also, like, I finished the reading questions in 40 minutes.
Oh.
and I had like 20 minutes to sort of like rest a bit before the writing exam because it was like really exhausting.
Yeah.
And I think I need like with practice, you know, you sort of, you don't feel like you're running out of time all the time. Like you have time. And then I think a little bit of rest kind of helps, like just to refresh your brain a little bit.
I love it.
Because in China, we have the writing exam in the end. It's not that, like in Australia, we have the writing exam right in the beginning. That's easier. But like when you have the writing exam in the end, you can't, like, I couldn't like think, you know, when I got to the writing. Yeah.
Totally. No, that's a really good point. It is, as far as I know, it is only in Australia that writing comes first. Like everywhere else, it's the third part of the exam. But I love this. I love that you were able to use that 20 minutes to refresh your mind instead of what I think, like, if you didn't have the three key strategies behind you.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't have the 20 minutes.
Yeah, you wouldn't have
I wouldn't even have, minutes. Like, 5 minutes, you know?
Exactly. No, totally.
Yeah. And also, that means like we don't really have to read everything like you said.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, totally. And like having that extra time, you felt confident enough that you had gotten the answers. Like you did it. You were done. You didn't let yourself go back and panic and sort of change stuff. So when you say you rested for 20 minutes because I'm sure a lot of future IELTS test takers are sort of freaked out about that 3 hour block in the morning. It is exhausting.
Yeah.
And having rest time in the middle, like that's a dream. So how did you handle that? Did you just like meditate, breathe, close your eyes? Like what did you do?
Yeah. That's exactly what I did.
Oh, okay. Okay, awesome. All right. Let's move on to the writing and speaking real fast. I want you to get to bed, Olivia. So
it's fine.
6.5 in writing. Amazing. 7.5 in speaking. Even more amazing. We had some personal coach classes, and I think we probably found some stuff that improved those scores, right, in that. Mm-hmm. So about these productive skills on test day, writing and speaking, anything that sticks in your mind that really helped you get those scores?
Yes. So for writing, I want to talk about the study plan because writing is sort of my weakness, you know? Mm. And since, as I said, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and looking after a baby is definitely one of the most exhausting jobs in the world.
Yeah.
And having that perfect roadmap that tells you what needs to be done every single day and what you need to like write or read or practice every day. That really, really helps, and it great motivates and also monitors you in terms of your everyday study.
Totally.
And it's that roadmap that kept me awake every midnight.
Oh, gosh.
Up until because that's the time, like that's the only time that I have to study, you know, after I put my son to sleep, and sort of forced me to study at least 2 hours a day and to like actually practice writing, you know?
Yeah.
Because you need a quiet time, quiet. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You can't be like writing when the baby is like, you know, running around and stuff.
You can't do anything while that's happening. Yeah. I know people, there are a lot of misconceptions about what it's like to be a mom and to be a stay-at-home mom to a child of different ages. You can't get anything done. People are like, oh, you're so lucky. You can't, you know, have this time home nothing. And get work done. I'm like, what? You can't get any work done if your child is there. Okay. So, guys, there are a couple things that I love that you just said, but one thing I want to highlight is the accountability of having a roadmap, of having a study plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I mean, like we all have our lives and work, which might give us a millions of excuses to postpone our studies, you know?
For sure.
This is why we really, really need this study plan to give us, to sort of give us a little bit of push.
A little bit of what?
Push. Like to force us to study a little bit.
Oh, a push. Yes, exactly. No, totally. I mean, it's not easy. Getting high scores for IELTS is not easy, right? There's no shortcut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, also for speaking.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. I also want to highlight one of your strategies. Tell a story.
Yes.
And show your true self. It was real fun actually taking the speaking exam, and the examiner and I sort of developed an engaging discussion. And
love
for
that.
Part two, if you tell a story, chances are you are just going to go on and on and on until the examiner stops you.
Yeah.
And 2 minutes seemed too short, you know? It was always too long to me. And I couldn't fill it up in my previous exams when I tried to focus too much on the bullet points.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah, I think I kept getting 6.5 in speaking.
Okay.
I've never gone above 7.
Wow. Okay.
But once I started telling story, that's what I got.
Yeah.
That's what I got, 7.5. Yeah.
Oh. I love it so much. Yes, exactly. I've mentioned before that there are like themes sometimes that come through in life and work. And that's been a theme lately. I've had so many students like challenge that idea that you don't have to talk about the bullet points.
Yeah.
Because you don't. And so, guys, just straight from Olivia, who got a 7.5 on speaking, you don't have to care about the bullet points.
It
breaks the fluency. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You just like when you focus too much on it, you sort of like you're always nervous. Like I was nervous when I got into the room, but then after a while, I just sort of relaxed because like you just like went straight into like whatever you're talking about. But if you're worried about the bullet points, you sort of like, it reminds me of how nervous you are.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sort of like, it pulls you back down into that nerve-wracked student test taker mode.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the person that gets a 6, right?
Yeah. Which is horrible. Like you're just like, oh, am I missing anything?
Right.
Yeah,
totally. Oh, man. Thank you so much for saying everything you just said. Okay. Olivia, congratulations. I am so proud of you with these scores. They are amazing.
Thank you, guys.
I really hope that hearing Olivia talk about her preparation and the successful results can be motivation for everyone out there. I mean, she has a baby. She's super busy and she still managed to fit all of this practice and success in. So congratulations, Olivia.
Thank you. You definitely
deserve to get some sleep. is there any last tip that you want to share with us today?
Yeah, there was one thing that I missed about reading. So I said I had like 20 minutes. I mean, I finished in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And like we don't have to read everything, right? But then I also want to emphasize that this doesn't mean that we don't need to read at all. So we still need to build up our vocabularies,
yes,
you know, in order to have a better understanding of whatever you get to read in the exam. I mean, okay, we have the strategies. We are lucky, but it doesn't mean that, you know, you just like, okay, I have the system, the strategy, and
right,
I don't have to read at all. It's not like that. We still have to read,
yeah,
so that we can, like, you know, like we how do I put it? You still have to practice. It's not, yeah, a way to,
it's not like a magic key. It's not like a, yeah, like a magic sort of shortcut.
Yeah.
Like it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a shortcut.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, yeah, totally. That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to still read newspapers, books, and
yeah,
guys,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
preparing every for day. IELTS is a holistic experience. You can't, mm-hmm, just go test practice or overall English. Like we need all of it. And that, yeah, again, like that's what the study plan gives us, right? It tells you, mm-hmm, all the stuff that you need to do to get these amazing scores. So Olivia, thanks again, and sweet dreams and luck in your future. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, Olivia.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.